జయ గోపీ జనవల్లభా గిరివరదారి. యశోద నందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన జమునా తీరావనచారి జమునా తీరావనచారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభా గిరివరదారీ జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభా గిరివరదారీ యశోద నందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన జమున తీరావనచారి జమున తీరావనచారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివిజికాచార్య స్తోత్ర స్తోత్ర సత శిషి శ్రీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివిజికాచార్య స్తోత్ర స్తోత్ర సత శిషి భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవులకి నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ్ సే కవజే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త బృందకి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమాం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసాం తతో జాయముదీరహే నశ్చ ప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికి కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. టుడే వి ఆర్ టేకింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 7 టెక్స్ట్ 2. సూత ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మ నద్యాం సరస్వత్యాం ఆశ్రమ పశ్చిమే తటే సమ్యా ప్రాశ ఇతి ప్రోక్తా ఋషీణాం సత్రవర్ధన. సూత ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మ నద్యాం సరస్వత్యాం ఆశ్రమ పశ్చిమే తటే సమ్యా ప్రాశ ఇతి ప్రోక్తా ఋషీణాం సత్రవర్ధన. సూత ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మ నద్యాం సరస్వత్యా ఆశ్రమ పశ్చిమే తటే సమ్య ప్రాశ ఇతి ప్రోక్తా ఋషీణాం సత్రవర్ధన. బ్రహ్మ నద్య సరస్వత్య ఆత్మ పశ్చిమే తటే సమ్య ప్రాప్త ఇతి ప్రోక్త సత్వర్ధన. ఉవాచ యాం సరస్వత్య ఆశ్రమ పశ్చిమే తటే సాక్షి పూత మధ్య సరస్వత్య మాతాజీ. సూత ఉవాచ బ్రహ్మ నదీయాం సరస్వత్యాం అశ్వం పశ్చిమే తటే శృతీనాం సత్రవర్ధన. సూత శ్రీసూత ఉవాచ సెట్ బ్రహ్మ నద్యాం on the bank of the river intimately related with Vedas, Brahmanas, saints, and the Lord. Sarasvatiyam, Saraswati. Ashrama, cottage for meditation. Paschime, on the west. Tate, bank. Samyaprasad, the place named Samyaprasad. Iti, thus. Proktaha, said to be. Rishinam, of the sages. Satra, Vardhanaha, that which enlivens activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, Sri Suta said, on the western bank of River Saraswati, which is intimately related with the Vedas, there is a cottage for the meditation at Samyaprasa, which enlivens the transcendental activities of the sages. Please repeat. Sri Suta said, on the western bank of the river Saraswati, which is intimately related with the Vedas, there is cottage for meditation at Samyaprasa, which enlivens the transcendental activities of the sages. Purport, for spiritual advancement of knowledge, a suitable place and atmosphere are definitely required. The place on the western bank of the Saraswati is specially suitable for this purpose. And there is an ashrama of Vedavyasa at Samyaprasa. Srila Vyasadeva was a householder, yet his residential place is called an ashrama. An ashrama is a place where spiritual culture is always foremost. It does not matter whether the place belongs to the householder or a mendicant. The whole Varnashrama system is so designed that each and every status of life is called an ashrama. This means that spiritual culture is the common factor for all. The brahmacharis, the grahasthas and vanaprasthas and sannyasis all belong to the same mission of life, namely realization of the Supreme. Therefore, none of them are less important as far as spiritual culture is concerned. The difference is matter of formality on the strength of renunciation. The sannyasis are held in high estimation on the strength of practical renunciation. Om Ajnananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagajata Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye వాంచాకల్పతరువ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధువేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. I seek the blessing from all you Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. So today is one of the very auspicious event I want to express to you. You may be thinking, what is that auspicious? It is really auspicious. Because the same day, what is the date today? 14th October. Same 14th October, Srila Prabhupada gave the Bhagavatam class on Johannesburg at South Africa. Same verse. It is very auspicious. So I wanted to repeat that little what Prabhupada has gave on the same verse, same 14th of October. So it is, we are all very fortunate to hear that. I'll just narrate that little first. Prabhupada said, so I shall speak some of the preliminary important slokas from Srimad Bhagavatam. And how Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadeva under the instruction of Sri Narad Muni. So the description was given by Suta Goswami in a very big meeting at Naimisharanya thousands of years ago. And Suta Goswami was describing how Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled. There is a place, Samya Prasha, above Haridwar. There the Vyasadeva's ashram is situated on the river Saraswati, western side, Paschima Tate. All the great sages, saintly persons, used to perform sacrifice. The ashram surrounded by Badri trees. Formerly, big saintly persons lived in forest ashramas. Now, they have come away from ashramas to South Africa, because Prabhupada was there in South Africa. Because people have forgotten. Formerly, big persons visited ashramas, but nowadays people are not interested. This is anartha. They are captivated by the material external energy. Formerly, not interested people were very small. At present days, number of interested are very small, and that is difference in Kali Yuga. Earlier many were there, now very small people are there interested with spiritual thing. That is the difference in Kali Yuga. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inaugurated this Krishna conscious movement, that people in this age more interested in value of life. They are not more interested in value of life. They are in darkness, and therefore Vaishnava, under the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, should go door to door, country to country, town to town, preach Krishna consciousness for their benefit. పృథ్వీచాచి నగరాది గ్రామ సర్వత్ర ప్రచార హోలు మోరనామ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఈ సెడ్ దట్ ఆన్ ద సర్ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్లోబ్ దిస్ షుడ్ బి గివన్ యాజ్ మెనీ టౌన్స్ విలేజెస్ ఆర్ దేర్ దేర్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్ మూమెంట్స్ షుడ్ బి స్ప్రెడ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇండియన్స్ స్పెషల్లీ వాస్ అడ్వైజ్డ్ టు టేక్ అప్ దిస్ మిషన్ అండ్ ప్రీచ్ He said, Bharata Bhumi te haila manusha janma yaar, janma sartaka karib karo paropakar. Paropakar means to do well to others. This is Indian mission. Indian mission elevates outside Indian because outside India people are interested only how to make money and live materially comfortable. They do not know anything more than that. This is anartha. People are interested only in bodily comforts. They do not know. They are not this body. We are spirit soul. And we have got different interest of spirit soul than the bodily interest. The bodily interest is there even cats and dogs. They also take care of the body as much as possible by them. Similarly, if we simply take care of the body, do not take care of myself, what I am, what is my necessity, then it is suicidal. That is going on all over the world. People are interested in only body comforts. They do not know within the body there is spirit soul. And he has got a different type of business or mission that we have forgotten. That's why Vedavyas has given this literature. This is how I picked up from Srila Prabhupada the same day, same verse, 14th October. This is very auspicious. So, We really got purified by hearing Prabhupada's class. And one more thing I wanted to say. What Prabhupada is saying is that what is your original position? Here he is giving us what is your original position. Original position is you are not the body. You are not a body. It's very difficult to believe also. We hear it for many, many years. You are not the body. You are the spirit soul. But Srila Prabhupada said, you are part and parcel of Krishna. And you create such a situation. You have to create such a situation. I am eternal servant of Krishna. This should be 24 hours you have to realize. Jeevare Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. 24 hours you have to keep up. Because you are not the body. You are the spirit soul. We hear it, but we can't realize it so easily. Prabhupada says, this you have to take it. That's why after reading Bhagavad Gita, going after absorption of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said, Krishna puts it in very simple way, Sarvadharmam Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vaja. So, what is that? Jeevare Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. It is your constitutional position. Then engage yourself in bhakti yoga. There are so many yogas, but engage yourself in bhakti yoga. The point is that sloka of 5.18, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini. Shunichaiva Shapake Chapandita Samadarshini. As soon as you come to this level, you are the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Every living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna. So you will see in equal vision. There is no difference at all. That's why Prabhupada was highlighting that. Equal vision. He may be anybody. He may be coming for first time, second time. This caste, that caste. For that, there is one beautiful example. You all may be knowing it. That this was narrated by our Giriraj Maharaj. Because here, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Without Vinaya, Vidya has got no value. The person is arrogant. What sort type of Vidya he has got? You have to treat them equally, the children of God. So that's one beautiful thing, reference Giriraj Maharaj. You know, it was in Boston, early days. One person, of course you people must be knowing it. One person had come, his name was Peter. And that person was not coping up with these people's cleanliness and that. He was not taking a bath, dress is not washed as a brahmachari. He was just all the time sleeping. And these people were tired of him. He is setting a bad example. What to do? This person is useless. We are really tired of him. Then they wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. This is one person. We are calling him Crazy Peter. And he is a useless person. He is setting a bad example, not taking bath, not following any principle. Prabhupada, please, we wanted to sack him out from here. What is your opinion? Prabhupada wrote back, tolerate him. Tolerate the way I have tolerated you all. So then they thought, my God, it is a difficult task. And then he left there and he went to New York. After New York, then he has gone to New Vrindavan. This was at about 20 years passed. And one day, our Giriraj Maharaj saw him, New Vrindavan, and immediately started, "Are Crazy Peter?" Another person was saying, "Don't speak like that. Don't be offensive. He's not that Crazy Peter. He is Kushya Krita Prabhu. He is translating many Bengalis to English translation. Such a great soul." And he wrote, translated Chaitanya Bhagavat from Bengali to English. Don't speak that. Don't say like that. Don't be offensive. So Srila Prabhupada, by this, Samadarshana means you have to take all, because when you can see the person Samadarshana, he is also spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. You are not the body. This is the main point Prabhupada wanted to say. In that same person, Kushya Krita Prabhu, I think few years back he left his body from our Vrindavan. Such a wonderful soul. So, here what I wanted to say, create your right situation. Right situation is you are not the body, you are spirit soul. How can I purify the soul? And engage yourself in bhakti yoga. No other things. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said it is very highest opportunity for Indians. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that go and preach, go and preach. Indians, you go and preach, you can speak. If you don't know anything, just chant in front of them. Give them Hare Krishna. You go and preach. So, creating such a situation. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. That is a Vinaya. It needs Vinaya. Vinaya means we are compassionate to the other souls. So, make your life understanding perfection. What is perfection? Material advancement is not perfection. Hare Krishna. My God. Bhakti yoga is perfection at any part of your life. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. This is perfection. Nirbande Krishna Sambande. You have everything material. Not to reject anything. You have everything. But it should be used for Krishna's service. We have a beautiful car, but you should not be attached to that as a sense gratification. It should be used for Krishna's service. Nirbandhis, Krishna Sambandha, Yukta Vairagya. It should be used for Krishna's service. The car is made, everything parts are there. It's Krishna's property because the metal comes from Krishna is giving that metal. Anything you see, wood, cement, glass, whatever, paper, our cloth, everything is that's given by Krishna. Material has come from Krishna. Any material that has come from us. Don't forget Krishna. That's why don't forget Krishna. Prabhupada says, in all situations. That's why they are all energies of Krishna. So don't forget Krishna at any time. Everything is energy of Krishna. You are drinking water, rasam apsu kaunteya. Anything you drink, anything you eat, anything you breathe, everything belongs to Krishna. There are two types of people, Prabhupada says. One is material knowledge. There are two types of knowledge. One is material knowledge, one is spiritual knowledge. Material knowledge is going to create more and more bodies. We have 84 lakhs of bodies. It's going to, you do more and more bodies now. Why you wanted 84 lakhs of species you have gone through. Now why you are thinking about creating one more body, other bodies? No, it is suffering. Don't go for that. Spiritual knowledge is the perfect knowledge. The body itself is anartha. We should understand that. It is unnecessarily imposed, this body to that body. That's why in Prabhupada's class he gave that the cats and dogs, they are very much fond of their body. If their vision will be different, then we are creating ourselves cats and dogs. One small quote is there, you all know about it. When Prabhupada was there in Juhu, that time when Mr. Shetty was there, he was a builder, he used to come meet Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was asked, one day he asked Shetty, what is your daily program? What you are doing? Mr. Shetty said, I am a builder. My office is at Goregaon. I get up in the morning, I have bed tea, then I have some breakfast, then I go to my site. I take care of my construction work. It's doing well, nothing as such. I come for the dinner back. Then take my sleep. Prabhupada said, you are living like cats and dogs. He shocked, Mr. Shetty shocked. People were all giving such a respect for a builder. For the money, today one person, Swamiji is saying you are living like cats and dogs. Then he said, Swamiji was very humble. He himself said this. Now his son is there, I think. So he said, what to do, Swamiji? He said, you take some of our brahmacharis from here. They will show you what is the daily routine you have to do spiritually. You please take them. So then they went. They have shown him Mangalarti. They have created the altar and made him to chant holy name, and that way he has come to Krishna consciousness. It is not a bodily concept. It is a spiritual body. And we are the spirit soul. And job of spirit soul is to take shelter of the supreme soul. That is a business. There is a supreme business. No other business. Prabhupada always emphasizes. Karmi means he is always enjoying to be the body, and that is sense gratification. Then he is just like cats and dogs only because he is preparing other body. Unless he comes to spiritual life, it is the worst matter. As Prabhupada said in that his own class, he said he is suicidal. He is suiciding himself. And it is unnecessarily accepting the body. This is a foolishness. Why have you changed the body every now and then? Going and taking again 9 months in the womb of mother and again taking body. That's why Atata Brahma Jijnasa. Why I am suffering? So here he said, one more thing Prabhupada says, there is allotted foodstuff to you. Lord is allotted foodstuff to you as for a human being. You should take that. In Bhagavad Gita it is given. Patram, pushpam, palam, toyam. So you have to do that. You have to uplift your spirit soul. You have to do that.
What is the perfect knowledge? What is the perfect knowledge? How to mitigate this misery? Prabhupada said, perfect knowledge is Krishna Prema. And there is, if you don't do that, Krishna consciousness, Shoka, Moha, and Bhaya, you'll suffer. Whoever you may be. Shoka, Moha, Bhaya. Always you'll say, I put the business, my business, I lost so much. And I had somebody cheated me, and this is that. And this is all illusion you are talking about. And Bhaya, whatever the situation, you are always in fear. Bhaya, doing that, doing this, so many things. Prabhupada said, unless you take Krishna consciousness, anything you are doing, it is Ramayevai Kevalam. That's why this Srimad Bhagavatam, very wonderfully compiled by Vyasadevji. You have to concentrate on it. You are not an ordinary person. Ishvara, Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karanaka. You are part and parcel of that. You are also Satchidananda. Sanatana, full of knowledge, full of bliss. But you are contaminating it. Whatever the position has been given, you are contaminating it. You are not the body, you are the spirit soul. You are forgetting that. This is the perfect knowledge. You have to correct it. Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Parama Purushi. All the time you have to keep it in mind. And engage with Adokshaja, who you cannot pursue by your senses. Adokshaja, by conscious only you can understand Krishna. That is Krishna. We are standing. We are studying Krishna. Material knowledge is waste of time. Don't go for that. Bare minimum you have to use it. And plus, Prabhupada always emphasizes, Bhaktya Mama Vijanati. Only by bhakti you can understand Krishna. You can perfect your life. Bhakti. Engage yourself in bhakti. Bhakti. Service of the Lord. More you engage in bhakti, more you can see Krishna. More you engage in bhakti, more you can see Krishna. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam, 24 hours, we should keep it in our mind. That's all. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Daily, regularly. Then all anartha will be out. It will be removed. Krishna Parama Purushe, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Mata parataram nanyat, kinchidasti dananjaya, mai sarvamidam protam, sutre manigana. Everything belongs to me, Krishna Arjuna. That's why Prabhupada said you should thoroughly understand Bhagavad Gita. There's no problem for you. If you don't understand being an Indian, it is unfortunate part. You have to do it. You got this mercy. Krishna's always we have friendship, society, all this sort of thing. But your priority is Krishna's love for Krishna. That's all. That's why our acharyas are given sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. You should have sambandha with Krishna. That's all. Permanent sambandha, relationship, abhideya, how to do it? Devotional service. And prayojana. What prayojana you'll get? Krishna prema. That's ultimate. All acharyas are given that. Push on this moment. Prabhupada says, push on this moment. Krishna conscious other name is Bhagavad Dharma. Push on this moment. So wonderful. Yes. And one more thing I wanted to speak. This was Prabhupada. He took it very seriously. Whatever he is speaking, he is giving us. Very seriously. Who can write all the, every night without sleep, hardly happen, 1 hour, 1 hour, 2 hours he used to sleep. He used to take the dictaphone, no lethargy, he used to go on writing in night. The dictaphone, translation he gave us, he understood the value of that. He took it very, very seriously. Hard work. And you know, the person who was a grihastha had 5 children. Huh? And Gaudiya Math people are watching. He was a grihastha. He becomes a world acharya. Is it believable? Lakhs and lakhs of people have taken it. Srila Prabhupada's action, Prabhupada's seriousness. Huh? Nobody expected. And what is the reason? 2 main reasons. 100% faith on spiritual master. 100% faith on spiritual master. Second is 100% faith on holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. With this, what happened? Result? Result was total vairagya. Total vairagya. Renounced. Total renounced. Prabhupada, he had lots of wealth. He made a will that none of my relatives have got any right on that. He made a registered will. Otherwise, he could have been given one of the temple to my so-and-so party, if my relatives know. Total vairagya. I am not the body, I am spirit soul, serving for Krishna. So beautiful. And then, you can see Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was the 7th Goswami. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, for 300 years, this movement was underground. All apasampradaya have come. All different things. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur lifted this. He said, this is most genuine. Great Vaishnavas, Krishna Bhakti is there. He lifted it. And he was praying and praying and praying all the time. He was in Jagannath Puri, he was praying. And he asked in the prayer at Jagannath Puri, Vimla Devi, that please give me a ray of Vishnu. You know the prayer, how powerful it is? Just to uplift the moment. And Vimal Prasad was born. That is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He made it everything systematically after that. Even Sannyas Ashram was not given. All Babaji's were there. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, with real Siddhanta, he gave Sannyas Ashram. And Mahamantra was changed. Many. The Yuga Dharma was changed. Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is changed. What a way people get the license for changing this Mahamantra. You have to be very, very careful. Huh? Chant, even because of this, making himself quite suitable and pure, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, for 10 years, he chanted 3 lakhs names and made himself pure and then started preaching. This was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Chandrasekhar Bhavan in Mayapur. He's established many Gaudiya Maths. And one more thing, very important. To get a original Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they're slogging. Highest task to get Chaitanya Charitamrita. They have went to Bengal, Orissa and Bangladesh. Nowhere they could get it. Finally, one book they got it. By mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, it was impossible. With that authority, they have started the real Siddhanta. One book. Now we have so many books. See, one book to get so many, you know, it was a high, Herculean task. Day and night they were thinking about it. That was the thing. How to give this absolute truth to the people. Because of that, they got it. Real Siddhanta. You know, people used to tell to Prabhupada, you are Western devotees, no? Their Sanskrit pronunciation is not good. their pronunciation is not good. Prabhupada said, their pronunciation is not good, but their renunciation is very good. What a wonderful thing, you know. The renunciation, vairagya, that is the perfect thing. And then, one more thing, that this is our business, actually. Our business is to awakening Krishna consciousness. That is our business. In one more thing, wherever the temple Prabhupada is created, it is, that temple is Vrindavan. Any temple. That's why Prabhupada went to abroad, West Virginia, that he made new Vrindavan. Wherever the temple is there. So, you know, when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he was in Gita Nagari or somewhere, he was suffering from cancer. Many people advised him, you go to Vrindavan in your last stages. He said, no. Wherever I am staying, Prabhupada has made the temple, that is Vrindavan. I wanted to prove it and it is perfect. Then he stayed there. And he's shown it, he's proved it. This is one of the wonderful principle what Prabhupada's disciples have got. And one more thing is that it's very wonderful to hear that it was in long back. It was in Mayapur. Mayapur, the thing happened. Our Vidyanand Maharaj, he has selected two boys for sannyas. He was preaching in South Africa, South America and North America. And they were not knowing any other thing. One person was not knowing any knowledge, any language. No other language. He was not knowing any language actually. Particularly he was knowing little Spanish. But they have been suggested for sannyas. Prabhupada gave them. One person before that was one is Hari, and for him, Hari Kesh, he has given the name. That the Spanish person is Viraha, for he gave him Viraha Prakash Swami. The sannyas ceremony got over. They were standing outside next day. And Dayananda Maharaj said, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, they wanted some training here. They don't know any language. So they wanted to take some training from you. Prabhupada said, no, let them go just now. Let them go and preach. They don't know the language. Forget about no language. Let them chant. Let them give everyone Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Let them preach immediately. They got the license of sannyas. Let them go and preach. I had no much connection with my Guru Maharaj. Hardly in 14 years, I had about 10 to 12 times. I was not having anything properly I was knowing. But I went to United States, I have just propaganda, I did the propaganda of holy name. People have come, let them go. Any language, no problem. Mahamantra has got all the language. Let him go, let him go. Prabhupada never kept them. Vani is more important than Vapu. Please go. I have given sannyas just to preach. Let him go and preach Mahamantra. And one more thing. This was Madhvacharya. The same place where Madhvacharya had been. Badri, Adi Badri. And because tomorrow is Vijayadashami's birthday, let us just touch on that. So, because it's all auspicious. And today's same verse was spoken by Srila Prabhupada on the same day, 14th October. Something auspicious. So, when Madhvacharya went there, he had Bhagavad Gita commentary. He wanted to get it recommended from Vyasadeva. He had gone there to Lower Badri, Badri Visharat. He had some of his disciples. So he just took that commentaries, kept front of Badrinarayan down. And he was asking, please, because of your mercy and my spiritual master's mercy, I could do this small little service. Please recommend this and allow me to go to Adi Badri. Please give me your permission. He closed the door and he was sitting on the temple. And that resounding voice has come. Yes, you can go. All the best for you. Hari Bol. And the outside disciples are listening that. And Madhvacharya was in Maunavrat. He was writing and giving. And he was also having fasting. Just to have that. Because no man land it is. I have to go there. It is not possible for person to go. My only intention to go, plus mercy of my Guru Maharaj, I may go. Nobody can come there. So, from Anandamath, from Badri, lower Badri, the next day he starts going. And he is one of the very favorite disciple, Satyatirtha. He says, my dear sir, I want to come with you. He objected, but still he was following. He was started early morning. And he was Vayu Madhvacharya. He was jumping from one mountain to other mountain. This person was slowly walking. And it was sun setting. From long, far mountain, Madhvacharya was just looking. This person was saying, Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj. Madhvacharya just took his Angavastra and just left the wind from there. He created some wind. That same wind came and lifted him. And straight away put him back at that Anand Mat where they were started from. And he went there after many days walk and he could see so much strain, you know, it was Vayu, then only it was possible. You were Hanuman earlier, then Bhima, then Madhva. He could have do it. And he said before leaving one thing, there is no guarantee I'll be returning back. But one thing you do, if I don't return back, you continue this movement nicely. That is pleasing Lord. That's all. That was the instruction. There, Vyasadeva took him, embraced him. And so happily, he gave all the instruction. Then he said, it is perfectly alright, whatever you have made it, commentary. Now go for Vedanta Sutra. He said, I don't know, but whatever you speak, that will become Vedanta Sutra, go. So when he came down, whatever he was speaking, that was Vedanta Sutra, his disciples were writing down. And writing down, and it made a thing, and then they sent to Achyuta Preksha, their Guru Maharaj. He had some Mayavada conscience. So they sent that same thing to him, one copy. These people went back to Udipi, that person has become fully Krishna conscious and he wanted the initiation from Madhvacharya. So this is the power of Badri and Bhagavatam and this one. And finally, in last, one thing I wanted to speak is that this especially and Madhvacharya's one prayer mood, I have to tell you, that he says, every day you have to pray to Krishna, Krishna, whatever the Leelavatar you had, that Tattva I should always remember in my heart. Leelavatar, Tattva of Krishna. You keep it in your heart, so nothing can disturb you. Beautiful prayer. And last, finally, I want to conclude. So it was... Navayogendra Maharaj, he has asked this question. Not question, he has one day told us in one of the meeting and all. Navayogendra Maharaj, actually what happened is, in one of the temple president, he came to Prabhupada and said, one of the person is there, he is not listening. He is not listening, Prabhupada. You have to reject him. He is not listening. You reject him. He is not following regulative principle. Not following. I have rejected him. Temple president was saying. You should tell him. You should reject him. Reject his name. Reject him. Then Prabhupada said, I can't reject him. I can't reject him. No, Prabhupada, you have to reject him. No. Then he says, he's fallen. Prabhupada is fallen. Prabhupada said, our movement is for fallen conditioned souls. Fallen people, our movement is that. We can't reject him. Jai Srila Prabhupada. What a wonderful compassion we can get it from this. You are not the body, you are the spirit soul. This is the essence. Spirit soul is eternal. Part and parcel of Krishna. Why you are ruining it? Take Mahamantra wonderfully and go back home, back to Godhead. Wonderful. Our Acharya has given us. We are to birth in Bharat Bhumi as a human being. We should be more seriously, we should take it and not to take any chance. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram, Ram, Ram.